escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
So Fleegs, and it's Boomer and Geo coming to you live with Bill Ford Tough Studio. Fleegs played a couple of Nicki Minaj songs for Eddie to decide which one to play, and this is the one he decided to play.
Eddie picked this?
Yeah. I mean, this is one of her most famous, right?
Yeah.
It's number one on Spotify, yeah, so I think it's her most famous.
Right. Nicki Minaj worked her way into the program today. And a very smart way. Yeah, this is the part, right? This is.
I thought Starships was her biggest song.
Boom, 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 it's number two, baby. And that's Eddie liked it, but he likes boom, Super boom, Bass more.
Boom, yeah, boom, boom, Starships boom, got, you know. Is it a clean version?
No. Well, no. Yeah, we do get the clean versions.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a lot of those.
Yeah.
He thought Starships sounded too poppy. He liked the hip hop of Super Bass.
All right.
No, interesting. All right. Look at Eddie turning a corner there. All right. So Yankees, you were talking to me in the break about some Yankees you wanted
well,
to bring
yeah,
up.
Well, you know, Big Hurls came walking in. We were just discussing the fan discussion about firing Aaron Boone and holding him accountable because he doesn't hold anybody else accountable. And the interesting thing about the Yankees is they have been a remarkably stable organization for 28 years. They had Joe Torre for 10 years. Then they had Joe Girardi for 10 years. And right now, Aaron Boone is in his eighth year, I believe, right?
Yes.
So I could see in 2 years, you know, depending on what happens the rest of these 50 games, there may just be way too much pressure for the team to keep him if they go on a losing streak and they don't make the playoffs. That's the reality of the business. And I don't like talking about guys losing their jobs, especially guys who care as much as Aaron Boone does. But unfortunately, that's the reality that they find themselves in. And money talks. And season tickets talk. You know, sponsorships talk. It's a lot of reasons why, like, you know, the Jets or the Giants may end up firing people. You know, the business side of these sports teams, you know, drive a lot of the decisions by the people who decide who's working for them on the field.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no doubt about it. If the Yankees miss the postseason, that is a disaster for them. They're going to lose so much money. The radio station here, we are the Yankees flagship station. Of course, that affects us. You always build it in. You expect the Yankees to be in the postseason. You know, if they are, whatever, 17 games over 500, 10 games up in the division, all the stuff that we had talked about earlier, and then end up collapsing so bad throughout the course of the season that they miss the playoffs, then it's just a really tough sell. That would be a tougher sell than bringing back Brian Daboll and Joe Shane with the Giants, even though those guys have had you know, borderline zero success compared to the Yankees. Just the expectation for the Yankees. I mean, you don't go out after losing Juan Soto, make all those signings, you know, and bring in veteran guys, because that's what it was. It's like veteran guys to capitalize on, you know, Aaron Judge and what they thought was going to be another year of Gerrit Cole, both of them in their prime, then trade for seven guys at the deadline to try to make a final push here and then not make the playoffs without heads rolling. There's just no way.
That's the crux of it. So the general manager is trying to fix some of the holes that they have. And, you know, they do have young players of their own on their team. Now, those young players have had moments where they have regressed a little bit, whether it be, you know, Volpe or what's his name out in left field?
Dominguez.
Dominguez, thank you. So, I mean, like, they do have young guys on their roster. They also have Luis Gil coming back. I mean, look, they're loaded in the bullpen. The Mets are loaded in the bullpen. And we all know when we get to the playoffs, that's when this stuff is going to have to really pay off.
Well, you got to get to the playoffs.
Well, they got to get to the playoffs, but then that's where you discuss the Aaron Boone situation.
I mean, the fact that they're behind the Red Sox right now is hard to believe. Yeah. I mean, you know, there was a point early on in the season where it was like the Yankees went up to Fenway and they had an opportunity to bury them because they'd been playing so poorly and they had the Devers thing was hanging over their head. And ever since Rafael Devers has left the Red Sox and gone to the Giants, those two organizations have gone in opposite directions. So, I mean, you want to call him a clubhouse issue or whatever you want to say. It is played out with those records. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, it's really difficult if you are a Yankees fan to look up and see your team in third place. And I know that they still have the second wild card, but to be third place in your division after leading your division all of last year and then all of this year up until July, to see them slip like this and be games over 500 is a tough pill to swallow.
You just said last year and all of this year, and now all of a sudden here comes adversity. So now, okay, we're going to quit and we're going to fire. This is not a hockey team. Hockey teams fire their coaches in the middle of seasons. You know, most likely baseball teams, every now and again it happens, but it usually doesn't change very much. I mean, I just think that they gave Aaron Boone an extension. They were in the World Series last year. I know that there have been a lot of mistakes that have been made on the field, both physically and mentally. That really goes back to the manager, and I'm sure the manager's had meetings. And the other thing, too, is, you know, you do have a captain. Like I said earlier, you have a captain, and that captain's going to return tomorrow night. And that captain needs to step up, and he needs to lead his team. That's all there is to it. That's part of the job of being named captain. You know, when they named him captain, do you remember, you know, his response to that and how honored he was?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. To be in the, to be in the pantheon of Derek Jeter and Thurman Munson. There's very few players that have ever, you know, been the captain of the Yankees. And you are now the captain. That's a thing. And that's a real thing. And that's when you need him. Well, Aaron Boone needs him more now than ever.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And if you go back to, like, just going through the postseason results here, because there's one thing of saying that, oh, you know, they made the ALCS or they made the World Series. That's true. But we talk about the Yankee standard. How close were they really to winning a championship? And this is something I brought up, you know, after Brian Cashman was touting the fact that they made it to the ALCS and then got swept by the Astros.
Like, they should have beaten the Astros.
But not in 2022 when they got swept. They got
swept. 2017.
Yeah, but that was before Boone. So in 2018, Boone's first year, you know, they lose in a division series to the Red Sox, you know, 3-1. Then they make it to the 2019 ALCS and they lose in 6 to the Astros again, who were in the, you know, they kick their ass all the time. Then in 2020, we're not going to count the COVID year. So then they lose in the wild card game to the Red Sox in 2021. Then they get swept by the Astros. And then in 23, they don't make the playoffs. And then last year, they cakewalked their way to a beatdown by the Dodgers. So it's like, you know, all these things. It's like you could say, oh, we made it to the ALCS. You didn't win a game. Oh, we made it to the World Series. Well, you got your ass kicked. You know, so it's like, yes, you're there. But how close really are you to being a championship team? And I think that the Yankee fan is so savvy and then realizes that, all right, we felt like we were close there, but maybe we're not. And now we're on a decline. right now. And on top of it, you lost Juan Soto to the Mets in the offseason, and not that Juan Soto's had this MVP-type season, but, I mean, that's a death blow, too, to a Yankee
fan.
Yeah,
but you also knew that the Yankees were not going to pay Juan Soto $765 million. They just weren't. You're going to pay him double of what you're paying Aaron Judge? No way.
No. So, yeah, this would be two out of the last 3 years that they missed the playoffs, if they missed the playoffs.
Now, if they missed the playoffs, Aaron Boone, I would, my perception and my experience for being around here for 18 years under circumstances like this, it would not be good for him.
Yeah, but... But then
they would hire some other guy just like him. Like, in other words, you know, does he make up the lineup?
Well, we always joke around that no. I mean, not even close, but it's a collaborative thing, as they say.
Somebody, whoever the guy is that inputs the day offs, that's the guy that should get fired.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's an analytics thing that they pop it to a computer or what, but then again, like when you say they're going to hire someone just like him, you know, they did go in a different direction from Joe Girardi to Aaron Boone. I mean, those are two different types of people and personalities.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think I know what to do.
What's that?
I am going to ask Grock. Grock, what should the Yankee lineup look like?
You mean tonight? You got to be specific.
Let me see. Crafting an optimal lineup for the 2025 Yankees, okay? And this is what Grock involves: balancing their current roster strengths, recent acquisitions, and the need for righty-lefty balance. See that?
Yeah.
And because you got to balance it to modern pitching strategies based on the latest roster. See, they're doing data, too. This is all data-driven.
So is there an answer there?
Here is a suggested lineup with a reasoning grounded in player profiles and team dynamics. Jazz Chisholm should be leading off.
Do you have where he's playing to?
He's playing second base.
Okay.
Cody Bellinger should be batting second in right field. Okay. Aaron Judge should be batting third in center field. Paul Goldschmidt should be batting fourth and playing first base.
Okay.
Giancarlo Stanton should be DHing, batting fifth. Jason Dominguez should be batting sixth, playing left field. Ben Rice should be batting seventh and catching.
Okay.
Batting eighth should be Ryan McMahon, the newly acquired third baseman. Batting ninth, Anthony Volpe, shortstop.
Okay.
Now, do you want to hear what Grock says about Anthony Volpe? Just to give you an example.
Sure.
Volpe's Gold Glove defense is elite, but his 667 OPS in 2024 suggests he's not ready for a leadoff hitting. Batting ninth lets him use his speed.
No. Grock obviously is not watching the games.
I don't know what the hell Grock's talking
about. I mean, with Grock, you know, elite defenses, I understand that.
But that goes back to 2024. It doesn't really take into account the 2025 season at the moment.
How could it not take into account the 2025 season? They have Ryan McMahon in the lineup. So they're obviously taking into account the 2025 season.
Yeah, you're right. There you go. Good job on your part seeing that.
Yeah, well, Grock, clearly, still human intelligence. A little bit of an edge. Because if Gold Glove stellar defense by Anthony Volpe.
Well, that's what Grock says. Yes. Do you want me to read you anything about any one of the other players?
No.
Sure?
Yeah. Sal from the NYPD. What's going on, Sal?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Listen, you guys deal with my son John from Missouri all the time. And he reached out to me. I was away. And he said you guys were talking about sporting clays the other day.
Yes. Boomer is a sporting clay type of man. And he enjoys that. Yeah.
Well, I run the NYPD shotgun team. And that's what we do. Sporting clay, skeet, trap, five stand. And I'd like to invite you guys out to our private club on Long Island. If you guys are interested in
is that the one out in Yaphank?
No, that's the public one, and then there's one in Brookhaven. There's a private one that's the old Woolworth Estates called Peconic, and that's actually where I am right now. I'm getting ready to move some machines in the woods.
Oh, nice. You know what, Sal? I'm going to put you on hold. Give your number to Fleegs, and I think me and my son Gunnar would love to come and shoot with you guys.
Absolutely.
Because we're men. Like I said, no we're men. This is what men
man
do.
Man stuff.
Yeah, man stuff.
Yes. Sal. All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere, all right, Fleegs?
Golf with the shotgun.
Yes, it is.
Very good. All right, yeah. There's Sal from the NYPD. Going to shoot some clays with
Sal. I think it's a little bit early for Cassie to shoot some stuff yet. I don't think I started Gunner until he was six.
Yeah. It's a little young. What is he? Cassie, three now?
Well, he's going to be four.
Going to be four.
Yeah.
He's three now.
Yeah, he seems to be like, he loves the environment. Darcy's got him out in the woods and everything, so.
Yeah. Hey, don't get him too comfortable in the environment. I hear they turn feral, the kids. They're outside too much.
No, he won't.
It was a joke because the kids are inside too many times these days.
That's where they turn feral is inside.
I know. We used to be outside all day long, man. That's what we did. All riding bikes, building baseball fields and sumps, you know?
Yep. Remember, like, you know, we'd be in a sump skating or something, and then the ice would break, and you fall through, and it'd be like 2 feet deep.
Yeah.
You know, all the time I spent in Heckscher Park, I always wondered why. Like, I would get a tick every now and again.
They're bad this year.
They are really bad.
Yeah. No, this is like a whole thing. Told you, one of my good friends, Lyme's disease. Not a good situation. Got the big ring on him and everything.
That's not good.
He might be in a little bit of denial, I think.
He is?
I saw him yesterday, yeah. Maybe a little bit of denial. But I didn't want to bring it up to his face, so I'll just say it here. Because we were having a nice day. He's like, I got a little bit of joint pain, nothing bad. I'm like...
Little bit of joint pain.
I'm like, did you have joint pain before?
No.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry's here with an update and moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We are sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll run through the baseball one more time. I got some new football clips, too, that I'm going to play for you this hour. But first, the Yankees sweep, being swept, was completed in Miami yesterday.
O2 swung on a high fly ball right field. Bellinger giving ground. Still giving ground on the track. Looking up. Goodbye.
Spoke too soon.
Three-run homer, Kyle Stowers.
Who had himself a heck of a weekend. Dave Sims and Susan with the call here on the Fans.
Unwatchable.
Kind of, yeah. 7-3 was the final score as the Marlins beat the Yankees all three games. Friday in the slugfest. Saturday they outpitched them and shut them out 2-0. And then 7-3 the final yesterday. Here's one from, I'll give you Luis Gil because he was back. We talked a lot about that going into the matchup, that he was back, making his return on Sunday. Things didn't go so great for Gil.
Yeah, definitely the commander didn't help out. You know, that wasn't commanding the way I wanted, you know. But looking back, you know, it's the first start in the big league since October of last year. So I'm sure we're going to be able to make the adjustments and keep working.
Keep working 5 days from now. That's right. Here was Ben Rice. Why the struggles from this team?
I'm not too sure. I think, you know, early in the year, I feel like the hitting and the pitching was always syncing up well. It was leading to a lot of wins. I feel like we just got to, you know, find that rhythm again.
Well, they don't have any rhythm right now, and they do fall to 60-52. And when you look at the standings, they're now a third-place team behind Toronto and Boston. Yankees will be in Texas tonight. Max Fried on the mound on the Fan at 8:05. And the Rangers kind of trying to make their push for a playoff spot. I think they are 2.5 behind the Yankees for a wild card spot. I'm not going to play them again, but you had all the issues from the weekend, the Jazz Chisholm play and the double play, the ball under Caballero's glove, all sorts of things that happened to this team this weekend. Not great. As for the Mets, not great either. They lost to the Giants 12-4. Rafael Devers, a 3-run homer in the third. Casey Schmidt, 3-run homer in the ninth. And in between, a lot of stuff that wasn't good. Here was Carlos Mendoza, the third inning. Seemed to be the kryptonite for Frankie Montas, who got the start.
You know, that first inning, stuff-wise, the sinker was good. So he got some swing and misses with the split, but then on that third inning, you know, they put the ball in play, they hit some balls hard, and then Devers got him with a big one there. But overall, just not getting swing and misses, location, and he got hit.
And here was Montas, the ERA now at 6.6.
It's definitely a tough day for me. Feel like I make some good pitches, but just went to the hole. They have a really good hitting lineup. I missed a couple spots, probably on Devers. You know, and he's a great hitter, and he put a good swing on.
By the way, Ryan Stanek gave up 5 runs on 3 hits and 2 walks over just 2/3 of an inning, so it wasn't just the fact that he wasn't good. Here's Mark Vientos. Not a good weekend. Lost 2 out of 3 after being swept by the Padres. Just moving on.
I think we put this series behind us, and focus on the next. I think that's just the nature of the game. Is just tomorrow's a new day, and we got to focus on tomorrow now.
Mets 63-49, a half game behind Philadelphia. That next game he is referencing is against the Guardians tonight. Sean Manaio at 7:10. So you've got Cleveland and then, oh, by the way, Milwaukee, who might be the best team in baseball right now. And that'll be on the road. So that's kind of where the Mets are. They are a half game behind Philadelphia because the Phillies did shut out the Tigers 2-0. Christopher Sanchez, 8 innings for the win. Kyle Schwarber hit his 38th home run.
See,
so
he was pitching
the
for the Guardians tonight?
I didn't.
Slade Ciccioni.
Okay.
That's one hell of a freaking name.
Well, do you like that better than Jansen Junk?
I do. Slade Ciccioni and Jansen Ciccioni. Junk.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's not good because the Mets probably haven't seen him.
Ciccioni, yeah.
And when they see guys for the first time.
Not very good.
Doesn't go well.
Nope.
So we'll see. All right, let's get to some football from the weekend. We got Michael Parsons here. We got James Cook. We got some Hall of Fame stuff. Here was Parsons. We know he requested the trade on Friday. This, of course, after the show and everything. Here was Jerry Jones over the weekend. Were you upset with the post on social media that Michael put talking about always wanted to be or doesn't want to be with the Cowboys anymore?
Not a bit. Not a bit.
I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I've heard that negotiation.
All right, so negotiating. So have there been a lot of talks?
I'm not getting into the details. I think I was asked the question, have we negotiated? Have we negotiated directly? And that is an emphatic yes, we have.
But he would not get into the specifics about an offer.
What y'all don't know is what I offered him. And it's a hell of a lot more than you think I did. That's what you don't know.
Okay, and then at the end of the day, not all that concerned. He always references Emmett Smith's contract negotiation where he missed a couple of games and they wanted him to win the Super Bowl. In terms of Micah,
this is a negotiation. Does it blow me up to somebody to say, look, trade me? That's just not a flare sign for me at all in any way.
He said, don't lose sleep over it.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds bothered by it, though.
I suppose I still say when I watch him, I still feel like I'm watching a guy who just knows it'll get done.
Yeah,
when it gets done.
But this whole thing with not talking to the agent is weird.
That's been going on for years. I know.
But I mean, is Stephen Jones going to talk to the agent?
Stephen Jones says he is the one that talks to the agent.
Okay. And that's a muffaletta.
I played that clip actually last week where he said, it's always me, Jerry. He references that as Jerry. Jerry doesn't talk to the agents. I do. That's my job.
Hmm.
So, whatever. Now, you've also got the issue in Buffalo with running back James Cook. He is not practicing. He calls it a business decision as he seeks a new contract. Here is Brandon Bean, who was asked, you know, teams don't pay running backs anymore. The quarterbacks and the wide receivers, now some of the defensive guys are getting the money. What is his take?
I don't think you can make, you know, just cold, hard decisions. Hey, I don't pay running backs or I do pay running backs. I think every situation is its own. And so you're always trying with any deal, running back, receiver, linebacker, whatever it is, you're always trying to find what you think is the sweet spot.
In this case, though, it sounds like talks have indeed stalled.
We tried to get something done with Jimbo. And unfortunately, you know, it takes two. And both sides have to agree on what that number is.
And they have not come to that agreement.
Well, he's in his final year of his 4-year contract. He was a second round draft choice. So they could have ripped that up last year, but they didn't do it. He had a great year for Buffalo last year. So he like many running backs, wants their money and would like to get it now when he is in his sweet spot at the age of 26. So, because he knows once he hits 30, it's going to be going the other way, unless, of course, you're, you know, Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry.
That is true.
And he is playing on a great offensive team, and he certainly benefits from that. But you saw just how effective he could be last year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So he's in another one of these situations where he's got to get an extension somehow. It just has to.
Or maybe he'll just sit and watch. Who knows?
He won't sit and watch because he'll lose money. He'll have to play eventually. But
all right, a couple of things from the Hall of Fame inductions, which I think were Saturday. Jared Allen. I mean, what happened? His pants split at some point?
Yeah, he had I don't know what he was doing, the sack dance, and then the pants he had on just started busting open.
Huh, yeah. That's unfortunate. Well, he, you know, talked a lot about his teammates, obviously, and his career, but at the end he says his wife is his rock.
Because there's only two types of people. There's boat anchors who drag you down, and there's people who elevate you. And you are a true game elevator. You're one of the smartest people I know. I am in awe of you every single day. And I love you more than life itself.
Shut up.
His bus came out great, though.
God, it was sickening.
And your wife was wearing, he's golfing.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
we're getting to that in a minute.
Did you like his bust?
No, it's my first time seeing him. Yeah, it looks
good. I thought
usually they do a terrible job with those busts, and that actually looked pretty good.
That one is very good. Yes. What is the worst one we've seen football wise? I know we've seen some bad baseball ones.
It was
football wise. I don't know. Hold on.
Was it Ed Reed?
Yeah, that was a bad one. I think
maybe
there
might be
one
right.
Where it didn't look at all like him. I think this was a really good one.
That is a good one. I happen to agree with you. Seeing it now,
yes,
and then side by side with him too.
It's giving me draft. Bust. That's not what I want. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember some of the worst ones. Obviously, the worst one I'd ever seen was the Dwayne Wade statue.
That's the one we're talking about, yes.
But a Hall of Fame bust, they're just usually not great.
The Dwayne Wade one looks like someone said, oh, crap, we forgot to make this. Go find what you can.
Yeah, so they found the statue that Dave Sims made of himself, and they put that head on it.
Have you ever seen the Ronaldo one?
Actually,
that's pretty bad.
The Ed Reed bust is good.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, the Ed Reed one's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they changed the bust guy, but...
I don't know. And then Mary Kay Cabot was inducted. She won the Bill Nunn Award, mm-hmm. So she had the acceptance speech. I don't know if this picks up at the proper spot, but you'll get the gist of it. So she was in Cleveland, and she's essentially talking about how she had to win over Bill Belichick, you know, because
She's been covering the Browns for going back, 30 years.
Right, yeah. And Belichick was very difficult on her until she kind of proved herself. And she went in this direction.
If Bill didn't like something I wrote, he'd call and yell at me. If you asked a dumb question, he'd call you out. Eventually, I had to learn to stand up to him. During one of those yelling matches, I told him, if you don't have the footballs to say that to the guys, then don't say it to me. Bam.
Okay, fair enough. You get a little applause here. And then here comes what everybody's talking about.
But now, I totally understand why Bill gave me such a hard time. I was 28 at the time, and he just couldn't relate to a woman that old.
Wow.
Hey-o!
Hey! MKC coming in hot.
Apparently his girlfriend did not care for that.
Oh, she responded?
I saw a headline that said she was upset with that.
You're banging a famous 70-year-old and you're 24. What do you think? Everybody's going to be accepting of this? Like, stop. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
yeah. The Lakers gave Luka Doncic a 3-year contract extension, $165 million. And finally in golf, Jim Nance did it. A quite classy move by Nance. It was the final broadcast in the broadcasting career of Ian Baker Finch. And so Nance stepped aside and allowed Ian Baker Finch to do the final call as Cameron Young won the Wyndham Championship.
In record fashion, Cameron Young wins the Wyndham Championship of 2025, his first victory on the PGA Tour after 7 second place finishes. An old head on Young's shoulders indeed. What a win.
So we're 9 months, as on CBS, 9 months away now. Will you guys step aside for Eddie at the end?
Or to say goodbye at the end of the show?
Yeah, 100%. And then we'll do the drops.
Yeah, that would be fun.
You know, the interesting thing is that Finchie, as they call him, Ian Baker Finch, is really a great golf announcer. And he will be missed by CBS. All of that is definitely true. And he had a great career. Great career.
And now it's over.
Yep. It's over. Just like you said, Jerry.
Yep, nobody
no
cares now.
No doves flying around, no cared birds yesterday, flying around, no, nothing. Care.
Yep. Turn the page.
Gone. Today's gone. Mm-hmm. Here yesterday, gone today.
I will tell you, I've had to clean up my email.
Yes.
So I'm coming across a lot of emails from 2008, 9, 10, 12. The amount of moment of the days that I have from Bob Dwyer that he sent me, which I didn't realize that I still had in the email folder, was remarkable. Hundreds of them.
Wow.
Kind of cool, though, to see all the emails back and forth about the show, things about the show from, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's all that. I mean, like, was it audio attached to it, too? Yeah. Was it attachments?
Well, clips, wow. Yeah. Exactly. My MP3s.
I mean, it's not like you found hieroglyphics in a cave or something. I mean, jeez.
I just thought it was kind of neat. That's all.
Okay.
Blockhead. All right. Let's get to a moment of the day. So I played an interesting clip from Jerry Jones earlier that did spark a thought from Greg about him and his wife.
Well, when Mama wouldn't let me do something, going to Daddy, and Daddy let me do it, and going back in saying to Mama, Daddy said I could do it. I've had old Mama-Daddy stuff. We got here doing that by nature. So we're not going to do that. Y'all get the analogy? Do you?
I don't. I guess I do. I don't know.
Speaking of the mommy and daddy thing, Gina wore a shirt yesterday that said, go ask your dad. So, like, she's twice now bought shirts with sayings on them that are passive-aggressively telling me to do something, but she won't tell me. One is, the other day she was wearing a shirt said, he's golfing. Go ahead, and then yesterday she put on the shirt, go ask your dad. So what I deduce from this is she wants me to stop playing so much golf and do more stuff for the kids. I'm just waiting for the next shirt. I hired a lawyer.
There you go, guys. Moment of the day.
Yeah. It's all about communication.
Yes.
And marriages.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just clicked buy on a shirt that says shut up. This is going great.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. If you are the Texas Rangers and you got the Yankees on the schedule now and you're just a couple of games back in the wild card, this is a lick your chop spot for them to come out of this series. It could potentially come out of the series with one of the wild card spots. So you know that they fortified their rotation. They're a team that obviously won a championship a couple of years ago. They're probably thinking, hey, play your best baseball at the right time and you never know. That's what they're thinking in that clubhouse, right?
Well, you know, there are teams that I would say that they're a team you would think would be on the rise right now just because of how they refortified everything. But I don't know. I never trust them.
Well, I mean, they won a World Series, though.
I know that. But they're not a team. It's like the Twins, the Rangers.
See, I don't put them Angels, in that category anymore.
Like maybe a little bit better than the Angels, but I don't know. Cleveland. I mean, all these teams that are in and around. Now, I will say the Mariners are the ones that I would be worried about.
Yeah.
Just simply because of what they added to themselves offensively.
And they got the big dumper.
And might get the MVP now.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Judge missing some games, obviously, and hopefully he does come back Tuesday and he stays healthy and everything's okay because that, I mean, and kiss the whole season goodbye if he goes back on the
IL.
But
here's the thing. Are they going to be able to put him back in the outfield or no?
Because I wouldn't write.
But that creates a whole nother set of circumstances.
Well, I wouldn't right away.
So then you got to find a spot for Stanton, and what are you going to do with him?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, it's this is why they pay the manager the big bucks, and this is why everybody wants him fired.
Well, no, they got the analytics guys figuring this stuff out.
Let's go to Vinny in Lindenhurst. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, hear me out here with this whole accountability with Aaron Boone and the Yankees. So, are you guys familiar with the broken windows theory for most major
cities? City policing? Yes.
Right, it argues that unchecked disorder, both physical and social, can lead to a decline in community safety and increase in crime.
That's a perfect example of that here, yes.
And yet, that's true, but I'll apply it to the Yankees. What? What is he talking about? Bring back the no facial hair movement, right? Let's start tightening this ship up, right? Let's start having Billy Martin pulling Reggie Jackson out of the outfield when he messes up. Let's start having these guys hustle. Aaron Boone is cooked because he can't just all of a sudden flip that switch. He's going to have to go in order to bring something like that back.
I'll agree with that last.
I know it's a stretch.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Vinny.
But the last part of that is right.
Yes, exactly. But, the facial hair thing and ripping guys out of games and all that stuff, that's not going to happen. Different time, obviously, and now the facial hair thing is putting a toothpaste back in the tube. But the last thing you said is true because if you've been somewhere for 8 years, or even if you're a new Yankee this year and throughout the months that you've been a Yankee, that Aaron Boone has been the, pat you on the ass, I got your back, come on, man, everything's going to be okay guy. I'm defending my players and defending them. And all of a sudden, he turns on a dime and starts ripping you and embarrassing you and screaming at you. That everybody's going to be like, well, what the hell, man?
That's not who he is. It's not the genuine Aaron Boone. You want the genuine manager speaking to you as a player. So you respect that guy and you don't want him changing midstream who he is. And he's not going to. Here's the thing that I'm saying is that I had Joe Torre for 10 years, Joe Girardi for 10 years. If things go south this year, I think that's going to be it in the leader's contract. But if things don't go south and they get him to the World Series or they at least get him to the ALCS, whatever it may be, however deep they go into the playoffs, I still think that after 10 years, they're probably going to end up letting him go. I mean, that's a shelf life of a manager. And to me, for the Yankees to be able to say that they've had three managers in 30 years is pretty special, if in fact that's the case. Because I do think that there's something about stability. It's about winning. And look, we all loved Joe Girardi until, and then all of a sudden the last couple of years they needed to let him go because he was too rigid.
Well, I mean, I don't think that you thought that.
I didn't think that.
I mean, but the Yankees did. And they just felt like the time had run out, which was crazy because I felt like they had that plan before the season even started. That was going to be his last year.
Because it was a 10-year plan. Like, Joe Torre lasted 10.
And then they end up getting all these contributions from the younger Yankees and go all the way to the ALCS to take on the Astros in 2017, go to 6 games with them. And then, of course, that was the cheating year, whatever, but that everybody remembers. But that they were like, wow, now what?
But if I kind of remember, I also remember that Joe Girardi probably was a little bit resistant when it came to analytics. I hear him do games now.
I don't think he was that. They always called him the binder guy. Remember, he was always looking through all that stuff.
I don't know. There was something that happened there. But now he's doing games on Yes. I mean, and he talks like he's still sitting in the dugout.
Yeah, I think he does a really good job. And he went to the Phillies, and that didn't work out. And then they hired Rob Thompson, and they went on a run. So he's probably not going to get another opportunity to manage. Once the Yankees brought him back. Ooh.
That would be like bringing Billy Martin back. If George Steinbrenner were alive today, he'd probably do that.
I mean, I just don't know. It's just not realistic. I understand when a fan is watching these games, it's like, be angrier. Scream at these guys. This is ridiculous.
You can't do that.
I mean, you can, but it's not going to work out well for you.
Right. And when they do get into it in the dugout, and there are times when that happens, what's the lead on every piece of social media?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
And who's reading lips and what are they saying to each other? When guys are fighting, everybody loves that. And that's why Aaron Boone took Jazz Chisholm down into the dugout, much like A.J. Hinch took Javi Baez down into the dugout.
Yeah, out of like, the camera's
out
way.
Out of the camera's way so I can get in your face and I can tell you. Like a football coach, that can't be the case. There's no place to hide.
Well, unless you wait until halftime, but a lot of these guys can't wait until halftime or the end of the game. But yeah, I mean, it still created an image of Aaron Boone taking Jazz Chisholm into the clubhouse and being like, you know, I mean, everybody knew what was going on. He was going to go read him the riot act, apparently.
And the thing about it is that after the fact, okay, so if Aaron Boone is taking Jazz Chisholm down into the dugout, there's obviously a private conversation happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that private conversation is happening because of what happened on the field just now.
That's right.
So there is no realistic explanation as to what he was doing. In other words, I heard yesterday, Susan, before the game started, try to explain what happened and basically took Jazz Chisholm's side. And I'm like, wait a minute, time out. Then the manager is not yelling at the first base coach and not yelling at and not having a conversation out of camera shot with the player that just got picked off at first.
Yeah,
and doubled off at first.
Right. But then again, Jazz Chisholm did say afterwards, you know, to the reporters, if you had an opportunity to do it again, would you? And he said, yes.
Well, I said, that to me is, you know, that's just him. And that's what you were talking about earlier about when they got him here.
Yeah.
And about, like, you know, what kind of player was he in Miami and was he a pain in the ass in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, you see a little bit of both. I mean, you see the intensity that he has. You see the spark plug that he can be. And then you also can see that he's still a little rough around the edges.
Yeah, you can explain away anything you want. But when the manager is in the ear of the first base coach and he's then talking to the player who just got doubled off down in out of sight of the cameras, the manager has a problem with this, just like the fan does. And the manager is trying to handle it as deftly and politically the best way he possibly can. So there was an issue, and there is no explanation for it.
Well, no acceptable one, at least in our eyes. I mean, that whole thing about how he was deking him out and whatever. I mean, as you mentioned before, there's no way he was making a second base anyway where he was. I mean, you were caught in no man's land.
Yeah, so it's a mental error, but is it a mental error because of laziness? Or is it a mental error for doing something that you knew that you couldn't get done anyway?
I don't think it was laziness. I think he just overplayed his hand. I think that he thought he was doing something smart and he was doing something stupid.
Right now, the Austin Wells thing, that's a thing that to me benches a guy.
Oh yeah, I mean that's just not paying attention. Not, I mean, come on.
And again, my argument from the manager standpoint to the player would not be to scream and yell at him. My argument, if I'm Aaron Boone and I'm coaching the Yankees, listen, this is the New York Yankees. This is not how we play baseball. Mm. And to make you understand that, you're going to have to sit and watch for a couple days. I know we need you, but there are certain things that are bigger than just having you in the lineup doing your thing. I mean, that I don't know if Aaron Boone has the ability to do that to his team. I don't know if Brian Cashman will let him do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I also think that, you know, Aaron Boone doesn't want to do that. That's not the way he manages. He's a coddler. He's a coddle guy. He's a coddle guy. You know it. And sometimes it's not a bad thing. Kevin O'Connell's a coddle guy.
I know, but I'm not going by post-game press conferences. That's why we don't play it here. Because we know it means nothing.
Yeah, then again, though, I mean, I really do think that he's not ripping these guys behind closed doors. He might be talking to him sternly, whatever, but I don't think he's ripping the guys.
We were throwing chairs. I know, but he's not throwing chairs. Yeah. Didn't he throw a chair, though? Somebody threw a chair.
Brody Van Wagenen threw a chair.
Oh, that's right. Brody threw the chair.
Yeah, I don't know if it was at Sandy Alderson. I don't know who was it, but it was at somebody. Who did Brody throw the chair at, Fleas? You remember?
Wasn't it Jason Vargas? Wasn't that the issue? The pitcher?
Yeah, but he threw the chair at somebody.
I thought Jason Vargas threw the chair at somebody with the Mets.
No, Brody, I think Brody threw the chair at Mickey Callaway. That's what I think it was. I'll look it up at a break.
See, flew it to the top.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it was Brody throwing it at Mickey.
Yeah, so it was throwing it at Mickey because Mickey, you know, remember he was going to love the players like they've never been loved before.
I mean, he really was a piece, wasn't he?
I mean, I actually really like the guy, but man, that first opening press conference with some of those comments, I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, then he got himself in trouble. Tricky Mickey.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.